Whether you're a first-time poultry owner or looking to expand your flock, you can always use some helpful advice. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered. With great info and products to help raise healthy birds in-store or online at farmandfleet.com/chickdays.
An industry that feeds the world is definitely an industry worth talking about. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
I don't know about feeding the world, but they're going to feed plenty of people coming up this Saturday. The Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championship is back in Dodgeville, and it looks like participation is as robust as ever. We've got a story on that coming your way. Welcome in, everybody. I'm the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Youngke. Really glad you're spending time with us today. Weather-wise, it looks like you're going to have time to spend with raindrops again. I'm just watching color radar this morning, and boy, we got a slug of moisture that's coming in from the west that's basically going to blanket the state, starting in the west by mid-morning, and then central Wisconsin by lunchtime or so, and then southeastern Wisconsin as the lunchtime unfolds. Daytime highs today, not much better than 51 degrees. Winds aren't going to be as strong as they were yesterday, but still, 51 degrees with rain means it's going to be a little on the chilly side. Tomorrow, sunshine and dry, 53 our expected high. Saturday, partly cloudy, 50 degrees. Sunny on Sunday, and 58. Not a big warm-up, though, on the way. I'll try to bring you more weather details as the morning unfolds.
To help elevate Wisconsin's dairy industry, Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin has not only upheld our state's reputation for superior cheese, but they've also amplified our presence across the world. Ken Hyman, owner of Nasonville Dairy in Marshfield, shares what he's excited for the future of the dairy industry thanks to your checkoff dollars.
I see new products because we're seeing products all over the world. And as they keep coming here, as we have people who travel the world, they bring a lot of these taste things home, and this is what they're looking for. And they will pay to get that done. So what we have is we have all new products. You know, we're looking for new consumers, both here and worldwide. And we can be competitive in the world. It's all about creating demand. And honestly, Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin has done a really good job in allowing some of the smaller plants to be able to become a specialty, be able to become a lot of these niche markets that are so important to keep all of our dairy farmers alive here in Wisconsin.
To learn more, check out wisconsindairy.org.
As families get ready for those spring cattle exhibitions and county fair projects, there are some things to know before you show. I'm Stephanie Hoff from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison. And Extension Livestock Specialist Bernie O'Rourke joins us. She wears a few hats during fair season. With Extension, she works with families involved with youth animal projects. And at home, she's a sheep producer and a mom to some avid showmen. She says no matter the species that you bring into the ring, having a relationship with a veterinarian is a must.
It's really crucial to have that veterinarian experience with your projects. And it actually, in most cases, is kind of part of some of the restrictions and new things that have come from USDA related to animal health is that you have a VCPR, which is an acronym, of course, for having a veterinarian client patient relationship. You as the client need to have a good relationship with a veterinarian. And so sometimes that can look many different ways. It could be that veterinarian that will do an on-farm, come right on out, check things over, especially that first time, and give advice and really talk about the preventative health of raising animals, making sure all of your facilities and interactions are really positive for the animal and keeps them on a good growing path and not having to always treat disease. We want to prevent it. So that's a good relationship to enhance with a veterinarian to help you do that.
And Bernie, if you do need products for your animals, having that relationship comes in handy too.
You're going to need to have that veterinarian prescription, and they won't write that unless you have a good relationship and they know how you work with animals. And then, of course, over time, if you're showing, especially with swine, you'll definitely need those certificates of veterinary inspection. And so those CVIs, for short, another acronym, of course, those pieces of paperwork is crucial if you're showing in other states, if you're going to the county fair or other shows, you're going to need that CVI, the Certificate of Veterinary Inspection. And so really those first-year swine members, they will really need to want to read up into the swine health rule. And that's a new, well, it's not new, but it's been in existence for a while. And so there are some limitations and some extra things that families need to do when showing swine to be able to move them. But that's a really big one, and I'm really going into a little depth there for the swine producers. But in general, just having the guidance of a skilled and knowledgeable veterinarian will help you raise healthy animals, but then at the same time, you're learning so many new skills from the veterinarian.
You have a personal example of a learning experience at home thanks to a veterinarian.
One of my sons, his ewe was having trouble lambing, and so we had to do a C-section. And the veterinarian told him to scrub up just like in Grey's Anatomy, and he held the uterus. He did all of the pieces and learned so much. So veterinarians are great resource people in gaining knowledge with your projects.
And Bernie, kind of along those same lines of, you know, rules and regulations to help prevent spread of disease or animal health risks, along those same lines would be proper identification. Another rule, if you have animals on premise, you need to make sure that they are properly identified.
That's a great thought to bring up. It's really important, and maybe I'll add this to it because I think it kind of works together, is make sure any information that you get from your extension office and or fair office, you read thoroughly, especially first-year members, so you don't miss anything. And so that's like the paperwork should be coming out right now about when weigh-in is for like sheep and goats and what are the requirements that you're going to need to follow before you bring them, one of which is make sure they're castrated before they come to the weigh-on. And so all of those pieces, make sure you're reading the information because you can't miss those dates. Those dates are kind of the one and only date. And if you miss it, you might not be able to show at the fair or sell. There's other consequences that goes with that.
You are a big advocate for reading that fair book thoroughly, not just first-time exhibitors, but veterans as well, because it might be updated.
Your fair books might be out from last year. Some fairs do a two-year yearbook. Some do an every year. Once that comes out for the current fair, make sure you read those sections that has to do with animal health rules, the project rules, any auction rules. There's auctions at our counties, and that's really the ability for young people to recoup some of the costs that they had through their project, but also do some saving to expand their project and or go to for their education. All those pieces really come and play into a lot of rules and rule following to make sure you have the opportunity to do so. I'll go back to kind of the ID question, which was the first question is, so a lot of that happens at the weigh-on. They'll grab a weight, and then you'll also need to make sure the county will put in a county ID. And most of those county IDs are all 840 tags, so they're official identification for any sort of movement or other policies or rules that will usually also work for state fair identification. And so all those pieces come together at the weigh-in, and that paperwork will need to be correct when you send it in. The identification part is pretty crucial for the experience.
So definitely stay on top of it, because what a bummer if you hope to make your money back at the animal auction and you're not eligible. Bernie, what we haven't talked about yet is the educational training that may be required to show or sell.
So that's another thing to keep in mind. There have been probably a number of trainings in the area for some of those educational points or workshops, and there'll probably be some more for people as we get closer to the summer. But, you know, that's kind of the point of the projects is to learn and learn new things. So going to those trainings are really, you know, part of the learning process in expanding your knowledge. Because as we know, many of us don't know what we don't know unless we go to something that tells us that. So please make every great effort to go to those. And you never know, it might end up being the spark of awareness that it might be a career for you or something you didn't realize that you really liked.
I remember grumbling and groaning about having to go to the educational seminar before the show, but I ended up learning something that the judge asked me in the ring. And so I think that may have improved my ribbon status at the fair. So,
yeah.
Bernie, anything else you wanted to add today before I let you go?
Many people don't get these opportunities to be in animal projects or having this community of people around you that enjoy this type of work. So always be appreciative. Always say thank you. Always work with challenges and opportunities in a positive and really tactful and kind way. I think everybody that's involved in these types of programs are always doing their best. And we're all human. We all make mistakes, right? And we all just need to be on the same page and enjoy each other and help each other meet their goals.
Bernie O'Rourke along with us. She is the state livestock specialist with the Division of Extension with some important reminders ahead of the spring livestock shows and county fair season. In addition to reading the fair book and making sure that you're following all of the rules and requirements to show, she also emphasized how livestock projects can really bring a family together. And many of you listening have probably made some of your best memories showing your animals at the fair. I know my family cherishes those moments yet today. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Turn a remnant into a remarkable look with the selection at Wise Way Flooring. Hundreds to choose from in all lengths and sizes. With cash and carry discounts, this is an economical way to carpet your home office, family room, or bedrooms. I'm Jeremy Yenser of Wise Way Flooring, inviting you to visit our showroom in Watertown, Lake Mills, and Econimwalk. See how our warehouse remnants might be the right thing for you.
Commercial or residential, the wise have it. Log on to ineedflooringnow.com.
At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, we get you the farm supplies you need because we get you. For spring projects of all sizes, we get you the right products at the right prices. Like Taylor Select Pine Shavings, $6.25 for rewards members. 50-pound bags of Top Choice Contractors Mix Grass Seed, $89.99. Assorted Thoroughbred Welding Cylinders and Gas, 10% off. And save $50 on a Lincoln Electric Easy MIG 140 welder. We get you the farm supplies you need because we get you. At Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Rural Mutual is the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin for a good reason. As a company founded by farmers, they understand the ag industry and its challenges. Local agents offer farm families the best advice and personalized coverage. Visit ruralmutual.com to find an agent near you.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
At Denny's Jewelers, we believe hugs never get old.
To make sure your next gift purchase is deserving of a big old hug, join our Denny's Cares a Little More list.
We help you choose what pieces of jewelry are must-haves, so your partner knows exactly what you like.
Then we help make those wishes come true.
Stop by and wrap your arms around the Denny's Cares a Little More list.
And enjoy the hug.
Hang on to your tractors. Here's another update. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Consumer demands are definitely changing in light of inflation, tight pocketbooks. We talked about it yesterday with Mike Simone, who was with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, about trends they're noticing at the grocery store. How are those trends impacting dairy? It's one of the conversations we'll have this morning. Mike North, one of the broker analysts and primary partner of Everag, going to be joining us from Platteville as we roll our way through the hour. I'm Pam Yonke. Welcome back. So glad you're along with us. We'll check in on weather details in just a moment. First, I want to introduce you to a new college that you might not yet be familiar with. In reality, it's a group of people that travel the state of Wisconsin trying to reach out to rural communities, rural school districts that may find themselves really strapped when it comes to resources, helping to prepare students for that next step. Is it going to be a technical college? Is it going to be a four-year college? Jennifer Blazek is the program director for College for Rural Wisconsin. Housed on the UW-Madison campus, it's not about just promoting Madison. It's about promoting education everywhere. I talked with Blazek and asked her to explain a little bit more about this year-old college.
Yes, Pam. So it's been around for a year. So we're a brand new program. It was actually established as part of the Greater STARS College Network, which stands for Small Town and Rural Students College Network, which is a collaboration of 16 institutions across the United States, all about focusing on college access for rural and small town students in the country. So the funding comes from them, which is a generous donation from the Trott Family Philanthropy. So that's where we get our funding, which helps us to then ensure that the program itself is free for our schools and students and families who are participating in the programs, which is great. So it's a year long. It's just established this year. We hit the ground running with a couple in-person programs. But really what it is a free college access program to really support students along that college going pathway. Everything from should I go to college? I'm thinking about college. What does that mean for me? To I'm going to college. How do I be successful on campus? And it doesn't matter where you go. We're a UW-Madison program, but that doesn't mean we're pushing students to come to UW-Madison because we know that that college is not right fit for everybody. So it doesn't matter if you're going to two-year, four-year, public, private, in-state, out-of-state. We want to give you the tools and the resources and the support needed to help you develop that pathway that's best for you.
Now, you mentioned 16 that are involved in the STARS coordination mm-hmm. launch. Tell me a little bit about some of the other schools. What are they like?
Yeah, so most of them are private schools. So we've got Yale, MIT, University of Chicago, Vanderbilt, and over on the West Coast, we have Caltech. So those are some examples of them. We have four publics. So UW-Madison is one of the publics. We also have University of Iowa, University of Maryland, and The Ohio State. So that kind of makes up the 16 institutions. And we partner together to share resources and information to support our students. And then the College for Rural Wisconsin is really focused locally on the state. Because we found that a lot of schools lack resources and support really around college going. You know, sometimes there's one counselor for the entire school district, and that's really hard to have individual conversations. So we're here to kind of build up the capacity in the state for that college going and college conversation.
Now, I noticed, though, when I was on the website and took a look at, I guess we'd say, some of the curriculum or the guidelines, it's not just about high school age students. You're actually looking to reach out beyond the high school age bracket.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of times conversations start in middle school. So we're kind of looking at that entire life cycle of the student of when they start having those conversations, whether it's seventh, eighth, ninth grade, about college, trying to think about what is my plan after high school, right? and so all the way to I'm a student on campus. And so my rural peer ambassadors and I are really working also on campuses to really help rural students feel community, a sense of belonging, and getting the support they need, even now that they're on a campus, because there can be a lot of changes, culturally, environmentally, about making that shift from a rural small town area to a college campus, which often is in suburban areas. So making that shift too.
Going to be interesting to watch that. Jennifer Blazek, Program Director, College for Rural Wisconsin. Like she said, about a year old, their ultimate goal, trying to help carry the load for rural school districts that face both financial and physical constraints on, for example, those school counselors that would be the guidance a lot of students are looking for when making tough decisions about, do I go to tech college? Do I go to college? Do I go to school at all? And like they said, the goal is ultimately to really help those students that have had no one in their family advance beyond high school. You can find out more about the program, tap into their resources, have them visit with your school administrators, collegeforruralwisc.org. collegeforruralwisc.org. All right, I've been keeping my eye on weather this morning. Again, thanks so much for all you folks that chimed in yesterday with rainfall reports and stories of that weather that rolled through your backyard. I appreciate it. Today, it's going to be a lot easier on all of us. We'll get a little sunshine this morning, perhaps, but then the clouds are going to roll in by about midday. It's going to stay on the chilly side today. Our high, about 50 degrees. The good news is that we shouldn't have much in the way of winds, but we will pick up more precipitation through the day into the evening hours. If you take a look at what's on the way for Friday, back to dry conditions. Sunshine expected to be in the low 50s. Saturday, partly cloudy and 50 degrees. Sunny on Sunday, 58 are expected high. We are going to be so glad when Stu Muck gets back from vacation starting tomorrow so that he can give us a little bit better insight on what that forecast is doing for us. We're getting insight from Mike North, commodity specialist with EverAg out of Platteville. He'll join us on a Thursday. And just around the corner, grilled cheese, you say? Oh, yes, the Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championship coming up in Dodgeville Saturday. Today's the last day you can submit entries. We've got a detailed update from Charity Seebecker. It's a Thursday.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
The future of medicine is here at QC Kinetics. QC is the nation's leader in the most exciting revolution in pain management we've seen in decades, regenerative medicine. If you are tired of achy joints, if your joint pain is keeping you from doing what you love, you need to call QC Kinetics now. Surgery, steroids, drugs, these are no longer your best options. Regenerative medicine at QC Kinetics is transforming lives with innovative treatments that deliver lasting results. We're talking natural biologics, using your body's own power to repair and restore damaged tissue. QC Kinetics is under the leadership of National Medical Director Dr. Mitchell Scheinkopf. Dr. Scheinkopf is a pioneer in this field. With 20 years of clinical work, tons of research, teaching, publishing, he wants to get you relief with a needle, not a knife. Call QC Kinetics now to learn more about some exciting options. This is a revolutionary approach that can get you long-term relief with no downtime. Call QC Kinetics now for a free consultation. 608-319-1750. 608-319-1750. Again, 608-319-1750.
At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, we get you the farm supplies you need because we get you. For spring projects of all sizes, we get you the right products at the right prices. Like Estate Lawn and Garden Fertilizer, $29.99. Save $250 on the Massimo T-Boss 760 UTV with power steering. Assorted mud flaps, 10% off, 15% off for rewards members. And save $50 on Lund tonneau covers. Rewards members save an extra $25. We get you the farm supplies you need because we get you. At Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Our travel compass is pointed east. Hello, everyone. Farm Director Pam Yonke inviting you to join me on our captivating Cape Cod tour, October 19th through the 26th. We'll start in Boston with a tour of a nearby dairy, then a ferry ride to Martha's Vineyards where we'll meet alpacas, plus an unforgettable sand dunes adventure. Go to holidayvacations.com, enter keyword Pam for more information and to watch a travel show, or call 888-557-1020 for a brochure.
Every time you saw her, she pinched your right cheek. She gave you a peppermint candy and that special wink. You loved Aunt Gladys. But now the boxes of precious moments, stacks of encyclopedias, and heavy outdated furniture is making you crazy.
At Two Men and a Junk Truck, we don't just remove junk. We restore your sanity. Experience the calm after the clutter. Visit twomenandajunktruck.com today for your free estimate.
Keep what you love. Ditch what you don't.
They say yes to 7 straight days. A traveling dress rehearsal for you to get comfortable in the seat and feel the power behind the smartest purchase you've ever made. The 7-day, no questions asked return policy, if you need it, at Bergstrom Automotive. Join the Bergstrom Automotive family for the yes.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Over 4 decades of turning customers into loyal friends, and the reason is simple.
Here at Denny's Jewelers, we make jewelry shopping easy, relaxing, and because we have something for everyone.
Hand-selected diamonds and gemstones.
Custom design, appraisals, fashion jewelry, watches, repair, and even jewelry restoration.
Stop by and allow us to turn you into our next true friend.
You love your home. It's full of memories from the past and even more memories to be made. When you're ready to spruce it up, contact AF Construction. AF Construction will talk to you about your addition ideas, like a relaxing three-season sunroom or expanded living space. AF Construction, your local hands-on remodeling contractor, offering line item estimates and eye-popping results. For your free consultation, visit afconstructionllc.com. Get ready for a remarkable new look.
And now a break from the Farm Report with Pam Yonke for a sports report.
I know Fickell was talking about this when spring ball first getting underway, that he wants to bring in more competition and get guys really fired up in spring ball. I view it as a good thing that, you know, the guys are sharing reps because, you know, competition breeds, you know, success. Do you view it in a positive light that we're not quite sure who's going to be the number one, but they're battling it out?
100%. Yeah, I've been pretty consistent, you know, on this one. I think that eventually, I think I would project Van Dyke just because of maybe that higher ceiling. He's obviously only expected here for a year, but even if like things are close or if Locke wins the competition, you know that he's done something really good. And he's already shown that he has come a long way from last year, where obviously he had to start some games due to injury. And then we see how this fall shakes out. But let's say Van Dyke wins the job, performs well, you know, does great with Wisconsin this fall. Locke should enter next season then as the clear-cut, bona fide expected starter. I think that'd be very fair to him because of what he's done. I know that the coaching staff does really like him. He's just a grinder, puts a ton of time into kind of the studying, the film. So absolutely, I don't think it can really be a bad thing at all as long as both guys are pushing each other and handling things in the right way.
What about Aubrey Matoyer? How's he looking?
Yeah, so he, you know, early on, I think, as expected, right? I mean, just a basically should be a high school senior still, like growing process. But I actually wrote a couple of things yesterday in my notebook that he had a couple really nice passes. I think he's settling in. You know, obviously, he'd gotten the chances to maybe familiarize himself a little bit with that offense beforehand. You know, he's a big fan of Coach Longo, was very excited to get here. So I think as a whole, especially as a freshman that just jumped in 2.5 months ago or so, I think he's looked pretty good. I think that his ceiling is really good just with kind of his arm talent. Like I said, studying the game, like I said about Locke. I think there have been some of the freshman transitions, which are expected. But as now, you know, probably that number three guy with Nick Evers moving on, I think he's looked good, and I think there's a lot of excitement about him long term.
Yeah, what's your take on Evers moving on? I mean, I remember last year they were like saying, like, you know, he's got a lot of talent, but maybe wasn't quite grasping the playbook to a degree, maybe. What's your take on Evers moving on? Just a full room and just time to find, you know, maybe greener grass somewhere else to get playing time?
Yeah, I think that's exactly it, Ebo. I don't think there's, you know, much to look into, really. I think actually that first week he had some of the best throws we saw out of anybody, but then it kind of continued and he was, you know, clearly maybe that three spot, maybe fighting for that three spot with maybe Matoyer. You know, Evers has a lot of talent. I think he should be playing somewhere. I think he made some good strides, both other quarterbacks as well as Coach Longo really talked about it. I think I was maybe just a little bit surprised because I thought he would maybe just finish out the spring, you know, maybe see just what things look like. But obviously, especially at a position like that, spots fill up quick. So I totally understand. I'll be really intrigued to see where he ends up, though, whether that's, you know, Power 5 school, Power Conference, where maybe he's fighting for a spot, maybe a smaller school where he can slide in as that top guy. So I'm really intrigued, but I don't think too many people were shocked. I was just a bit surprised because of the timing. I mean, he was there at practice Saturday throwing with the other quarterbacks, and then later in the day announced his intentions to transfer.
Yeah. Speaking of Saturday, I know what Trench Kekahuna, Will Pauling for the wide receivers were standing out. Are these guys going to be a big old threat? I know Trench got, you know, the injury bug last year and didn't really get to see much of them, but what are we expecting from these two wideouts coming in to this season?
Yeah, I think you know me well enough, my friend. I'm not somebody to kind of jump on a hype train. And so, you know, I went into this spring ball not expecting, like, crazy amounts of things from players we haven't really seen. Trench is a good example. And, man, he has really, really blown me away. I mean, he has been a top offensive player probably four or five of the practice days as a whole. I mean, he's got good hands, great route running ability, and just what he can do with the ball after the catch, like truly making guys miss. You talked about the NCAA football game.
Yeah.
There was a day I wrote that it really looked like some video game-type plays, just shaking guys kind of out of their cleats. It was really impressive. And then Will Pauling, you know, showed that he's got the potential to be a true star. I think he really showed that last year. So I expect things out of him. And then I'll mention also Bryson Green. I think he really showed some flashes. He was dinged up a little bit, but you saw in that LSU bowl game to end the year some of his potential. I think him on the outside with a couple of the slot guys like you mentioned should be a lot of fun in this Bill Longo offense.
And now back to the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Farm goddess, agricultural princess, queen of all that moves. Nah, let's stick with farm babe. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Well, alrighty then. Welcome back. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. Hey, stick around. I'm going to catch up with Mike North from EverAg down at their Platteville office. He's going to step in, join us live for a conversation on a Thursday, kind of find out what's going on in the marketplace. We've been talking a lot lately about consumer preference at the grocery store, dining out. We mentioned it yesterday with Mike Simone from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, how farmers are watching what consumers are spending their money on at the grocery store. Well, that goes for dairy, too. Are we seeing any kind of contraction in the amount of dairy being purchased by consumers? That's one of the questions I'm going to sneak up on Mike with in just a little bit. So glad you're along with us on this, the 18th day of April. What can I tell you? Let's see, on this day, in 1506, construction started on the current St. Peter's Basilica. It is considered one of the world's most important Catholic sites in Vatican City. Construction started this day, 1506. Wow, on this day in 1906, massive earthquake destroyed San Francisco. Over 80% of the city was destroyed. More than 3,000 people died. That was on this day back in 1906. On this day in 1956, the Prince of Monaco wed the glamorous U.S. actress Grace Kelly. You thought Princess Diana's shindig was something that was big news? Well, back in 1956, this was the big news, and it was broadcast around the world. Happy birthday today to actor James Woods, 77 years young. Conan O'Brien is 61. John James, formerly of Dynasty fame, 68 years young. And Sabrina the Teenage Witch, Melissa Joan Hart, is not a teenager herself. She's turning 48 today, and now you know. Oh, we want you to know that today is the last day that you can step up to be a competitor for this Saturday's Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championship. Back in the Dodgeville community, Charity Seebecker finds out what they're looking forward to this year as they mark more than 13 years grilling that cheese.
There's an artistry to making cheese. That's why we have over 1,200 licensed cheesemakers in Wisconsin. But there's also an art to sandwich making. And those two things come together at the Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Sandwich Championship. I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report. And Jenna Vondra, Dodgeville Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director, shares how this event got started and just what attendees can expect for this year.
So about 13 years ago, Lauren Topper from our area decided to create this event to help promote and recognize local farmers. And so he thought, what better way to do that than to create a grilled cheese sandwich competition.
And so what can attendees expect then for this year's Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championship? Are there any new features or highlights to be looking forward to?
So it is this Saturday on April 20th. It's at the Lay Memorial Pavilion at Harris Park here in Dodgeville. Doors open at 10:45. The first competition starts at 11 o'clock, and it goes until 4. Our awards are normally given out about 3:30, 4 o'clock. General admission is $5 for ages 16 and older. 15 and younger get in free. Our individuals that purchase the general admission tickets of 16 and older will be getting discount cards that can be used at 10 businesses in our area from this weekend up until August 31st. They will get a cup of soup and a bottle of water while supplies last. So this year we have our sandwich competition, obviously, and then we have 5 food trucks, a couple of food booths. We have 17 vendors this year, which normally we have about 11 or 12. We have Fox 47 coming back with their Builder's Base. That's with their Lego Masters show. We also have a kids area. We'll have face painting. We have a Bloody Mary bar, wine, beer garden, just lots of fun.
How does someone even compete? Do they have to qualify for it, or how do they go about doing this?
Nope, anybody can sign up to compete. We have ages from 12 years old to older. Our young chef is 12 to 17-year-olds. They compete. But we have amateurs, and then we have a special category for professionals who are, you know, somewhat associated with the culinary world.
And so then how many competitors do you have signed up so far for this year's championship?
So right now we have about 70 sandwiches that will be created. I think a couple years ago there was about 50. Last year we had 78.
Who gets to come and judge these?
Yeah, so we have 14 different people coming in to judge this year. So we just kind of select people from our area. And then just people sometimes will give us a call and ask us. We had 2 brothers who wanted to judge this year. They are master certified barbecue judges. So we just try to pick people who kind of have some interest in the culinary world, but also some of our local people that we know just like to taste grilled cheese sandwiches.
So speaking of that, everybody's kind of got their own taste preference. So how are they being judged, or what is actually being judged on there?
So they get judged on the taste, the creativity, and the appearance or style of how they place it on the plate.
Can I, if I'm an attendee, do I get to actually see them making this grilled cheese or potentially get a sample of it, or is it just strictly for the judges?
Yeah, so you can see them creating the sandwiches. So we set it up kind of like a stadium, so there's bleachers around the area where they are competing. Our VIP ticket holders will get to sample some of the creations that the contestants make. We have sold out of our pre-sale VIP tickets, but we will have a limited amount available for day of the event purchase. So I would suggest that if you're interested in those tickets, those are $30. I would suggest that you get there when the doors open, because, again, there is a very limited amount of tickets that we have for that area available. It goes based off of the number of sandwiches that are created.
That was Jenna Vondra, Dodgeville Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director. Once again, the Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championship is this Saturday, April 20th in Dodgeville. So whether it's that thrill of competition or you just enjoy tasting new creations that maybe you probably never even dreamed someone would want to be making, but you tried it. The Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championship brings people together. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Just in time for the grilling season, Bavaria Sausage expanding their retail hours. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here, fresh off a visit to Bavaria Sausage at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg, now open Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. Those are the expanded days of operation, giving you wonderful opportunities to step in and get ready for your grilling supplies, like their always popular red lager beer brats. Take a look at the smoked bratwurst. Maybe you're looking at some of the pre-cooked bratwurst they've got available. Whatever you're looking for, they've got it ready for the grill. And check back often, because I'm really impressed with some of the new flavors that are being developed by Bavaria Sausage, always with respect to the old world traditions, but also adding a new zing to some of our traditional favorites like Landjagers. Start shopping now, BavariaSausage.com. Speaking of grilled, I'm going to grill Mike North from EverAg on dairy-related questions just around the corner. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. I love that grilled cheese championship. It is a lot of fun. If you've got nothing going on Saturday, try to aim your direction towards Dodgeville, because it is really a fun community event. All right, not a lot of fun in the marketplace this morning. So far, corn and soybeans feeling a little sluggish for a Thursday. Right now, December corn's down a penny at 463. November soybeans are down four at 1157. The wheat for July, that's up a nickel right now at 556. Kind of quiet on the dairy front yesterday. Barrel and block cheese were both unchanged at 161. The double A butter dropped a penny and a half to 292 and a half. The fluid milk contracts, class 3 milk for cheese, the May contract's up 3 at 17.25, but the June contract right now is down 4 at 17.51 a hundredweight. Hey, have I told you lately? We'd love for you to sign up for our daily e-newsletter. Really excellent way to stay up to speed on everything happening with Wisconsin agriculture that our team generates. All you need to do is sign up for our e-newsletter at MidwestFarmReport.com, and we'll deliver it to you every day in your email box, making it real simple for you to stay up to speed. And of course, we also welcome you. Always tune in to our podcast. If there's a story you're interested in or want to hear a longer conversation about, our podcast can take care of that for you. Plus, fresh new content added every hour, just about. We do sleep, but just about. Again, that's all at MidwestFarmReport.com. Mike North with EverAg on the way next.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, we get you the farm supplies you need because we get you. For spring projects of all sizes, we get you the right products at the right prices. Like 10% off Carlstar Specialty Tires or Laren Inner Tubes. Save $20 on select Hopkins Brake Controllers. 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil start at $22.99 after $5 rebate. And 5 gallons of Mystic Diesel Oil, $49.99 after $20 rebate. We get you the farm supplies you need because we get you. At Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Are you in a place where you seem healthy yet lose energy halfway through the day? Your doctor says to rest, but what's really happening?
At Carbon World Health, they look at the root causes, hormone and blood levels, nutrition and hydration, to help you get to a truly healthy place. Boost your energy and embrace your health journey with Carbon World Health, a hormone health and fitness spa.
Madison West and CarbonWorldHealth.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' 3 locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
Parts are missing and the instructions are confusing. Assembling your own furniture is frustrating and way unfair. Swap your tears for smiles and shop local at Portage Furniture, a family furniture store where you can snuggle in and test every option. Then get your perfect piece gently delivered, white glove style, and set up for free.
Experience the difference at Portage Furniture, proudly located in historic downtown Portage, and PortageFurniture.com.
Your forever furniture.
Pam is the name. Farm speak is the game. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
Welcome back. On a Thursday morning, we are speaking with our buddy Mike North. He is the president of the producer division of EverAg, a broker analyst firm that really helps our farmers to navigate these challenging times, be it corn, soybeans, livestock, or of course dairy. And we're going to focus on dairy with Mike this morning. Let's jump right in, Mike. We've been kind of keeping an eye on what's been going on with cheese. One day, it gets our hearts going pitter-patter that the prices are rebounding very rapidly, and then all of a sudden turns tail and run. What's going on specifically with cheese? What's the story you see?
Well, since Holy Week, we've watched the cheese markets come up heavily. Block markets coming up about 22 cents, barrel market coming up about 18 to 19. And we've seen this movie before. This isn't something that's new. In the last 5 months, cheese prices have made several runs up into the 160s. And that seems to be about where the market reaches its peak. Now, in the Wednesday trade, we saw the market go flat
for the first time in a week, settling again at 161. The bids seemingly starting to fade. And I think what you're seeing is this ongoing play of the external business versus the internal business here in the United States. So domestic versus foreign buyers. And, you know, as you look at what was going on in the global dairy trade on Tuesday, we saw a cheddar price that dropped 8.4%, the equivalent of about 16 cents. To fall back to 180. So as we start to compare currencies and exchange rates and look at transportation differentials, we're moving the market back towards the U.S. where suddenly our big price opportunity and advantage is gone.
Hmm. Now, let's talk a little bit about what we're producing. What is the market interested in? Some of that gets more specific, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, as you look at the mozzarella market, you know, you can kind of see where things are moving. You know, block ultimately is the type of cheese that'll find its way to the deli. Barrel is more of your shred. And then specifically, if you get into Italian types, obviously, a lot of those are going to find their way to a pizza. And so as you watch block and barrel move together, oftentimes that's just a sign that, you know, we're seeing like an aggregate interest in price. Across the board, we have this great price opportunity. And frankly, you know, in days of old, we always said there needed to be about a 3 cent spread between the two. But, you know, as times have changed and the consumers have changed, that differential doesn't hold quite as tight as it used to. But nonetheless, to watch the market climb the way it has, in the fashion it has, back to the price that it has, again, it's kind of a rewind of things that have happened before. It looks very much like the January rally, quite frankly, that led us up to about $1.66 before finding its peak. And so, you know, as we're looking at the different classes, Mott's on the global dairy trade, which that's the newest category to join, it was able to hold an unchanged value at $1.70, while the cheddar price was the one that found weakness. And so, you know, as you look worldwide, certainly some differential in those classes.
Mike North, he's president of the producer division of EverAg, joining us live this morning from Platteville. Again, if you want to check out the resources they've got available, and more importantly, the staff that's there to help you, go to ever.ag. All right, Mike, let's talk a little bit about what's going on domestically then. I had a story on earlier about how consumers are starting to vote with their pocketbook on inflation, et cetera, with purchases on their proteins. Are we seeing anything domestically on the dairy front that we need to keep an eye on?
Yeah, absolutely. We continue to see forecasting and real-time data around the food service space that says foot traffic is down. It continues to suffer in that regard. But if you look at food service sales, the last few months we've started to really go flat. So foot traffic is down, and you know that has been a real watch point. But if you watched all the way in through fall and even into that December, January timeframe, we continue to see total dollar sales climbing. That has flattened off. That's becoming a little bit of a concern. And to your point, the consumer is beginning to push back. And that's the area where a lot of your niche products, your creams, your fats, a lot of the things that really, you know, come back into the component valuation ultimately are being served. And if we're not seeing the sales there, that could really start to create some lumps in these market pricing patterns. So we're ultimately a little bit discouraged by that. The good news on the flip side of that, though, is that we saw the first real jump in grocery sales in the month of March, going back really about 5 months. So people are maybe starting to move away from going out and cooking more at home, which, you know, generally that means we're going to be backing away from a lot of that full fat, higher protein type of product, and, you know, substituting with something else. So I would say that, you know, that could potentially favor the barrel cheese market as we move into a little bit more of a processed shred. But some of those higher value items just aren't going to be there.
All right, we're going to leave it at that. Mike North, along with us, president of the producer division of Everegg. They've got a whole complement of risk advisors that are there to help you, not just dairy, but they cover the complete portfolio when it comes to agriculture, and they are also expanding into other areas as well. Someday we'll get a chance and enough time to talk to Mike about that. All right, buddy, I'm going to let you go. Have a great Thursday. Thanks.
You bet. You too.
All right, Mike North, always a pleasure to visit with him from the office down in Platteville. And like I said, if you're looking for any of that kind of risk management advice, you can always check him out online at ever.ag. All right, tomorrow we are going to catch up with our friends from Helena and talk a little bit about what's going on field-wise with recommendations. Now we're going to get a little bit more rain out there. Is that going to help us as far as some of our spring tillage activities, maybe the fertilizer that we put down last year, is it going to be available now that we've got a little juice potentially running through the soil surface? We're going to find out about all that and more. Sure hope you'll take time tomorrow morning to join us. I'll see you then.
This is the Mid-